You know, if I could see the code behind this 3D matrix, and I can, why does a Jezebel narcissistic psychopath think that I can't see them? But I guess because they think when you say that you can see the code behind the 3D matrix, they think you're crazy. But if you spent 10 years of your life studying it, you would, you're bound to see something. The red versus the blue, the black, white, and the red. The sine wave drama, the Draco Ma. The flesh versus the spirit. Encoded in everything. It's almost like, so when I get to this point where I'm in a meditation with no noise, no phone calls, no distractions, just going about my business, it's almost like you're in like a surreal movie. You're watching a movie. You're in it, but you're also watching it. 3D is a simulation. And the purpose of 3D cycles, it's just a cycle, is to birth you into your new state. Everything repeats. It has to. The Bible even says so. There's nothing new under the sun. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. The past, the present, and the future is all happening now. It's all happening now. So, well, the revelation hadn't happened now. It's happening now. It just hasn't culminated to its top. But Babylon's here. The mark of the beast is here. 666 is from your elbow to your fingertip. That's 18 inches. 6 plus 6 plus 6. You can see 666 on the barcodes. I spent 5 years of my life studying 666 because the Bible says count up the number of the beast. If Revelation tells me to count up the number of the beast right now, it's always been here. What is the number of the beast? It's the number of man. Who is the Antichrist? The King of Tyre. Actually, Cain is the Antichrist. There's many Antichrists on the scene. There's always an Antichrist on the scene, the Bible says. Waiting for what? The rapture, so that they can appear and take over this. What restrains the Antichrist? The church. The born-again church. That's why we're spread all over the place. I've noticed through the years that the born-again, they're all different places. They're not like all in the same place. They're spread out. And you notice the families, you'll have one or two get saved out of a whole family. What's going on in this place? Easy button. Flesh versus spirit. The reason it just keeps going is because God is patient. If you break it down to its root four words, it's cut, turn, union, flow. God is cutting you and turning you to bring you back into union so that you can flow in the spirit walk. Notice the flesh creatures can only flow if they have some kind of substance abuse. your music, your TV shows, your movies, even though the truth is encoded everywhere, the surface level is to brainwash you into Babylonian mindsets. Everything around you, every system that man makes, crashes and burns. Think about it. Every 10 years, the financial system crashes and burns. They just reboot it. The only way you're going to make a system work is people have to sacrifice. Somebody's got to sacrifice, and it's usually not the leaders that created the system. Sometimes they are. You know, Elon says he sacrifices and sleeps on the floor. You know, a lot of that's probably just show. Who knows? But if he can get his managers and his workers to sacrifice, he don't have to sacrifice. It's a sacrificial, redemptive system. If you don't know that, I'm sorry, but it is. It's a sacrificial, redemptive system. Period. You might say, how do you know? Because the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. There's archetypes for everything. Like I said in a recent video, it's reciprocal. Everything's reciprocal. And if you're not in a reciprocal relationship, they're going to just vampire and suck you dry. They're going to vampire off of you till you're dead. You're going to get old before your time. And they're going to stay young. You got the truth and the anti-truth. You got flash and anti-flash. Anti-flash tries to look like flash, but you can tell that something ain't right. The truth is encoded in all things, everywhere, all the time. And when you finally see it and you break free from the mindset of linear time, and you see that everything's just a repeat, you start to see, you're able to decode this place really easy because it's all repeating every day. So let's say you look at something, you say, okay, what is that? What's the code behind that? Well, it repeats every day. You should be able to decode it. Just might take you a few cycles. Even if it takes you 6 months, it's worth it. It took me a year to decode time. Time, you know, everybody says, I want to be a time traveler. No, you don't. You're already a time traveler. You want to get out of time. Time means befallen. And so time is just a cycle befallen. You want to birth out of that into 5D outside of time. 3D, 4D, you want to birth out of time. You want to birth into 5D and you can see past time. You already know what's going to happen before it happens. And if you didn't, you couldn't get out of bed, you couldn't walk, and you couldn't drive. You've already done it before. Everything is deja vu. And even if you haven't done it, somebody else has done it. You would think after a certain amount of years, people get tired of this place, and most people do, and they do a midlife crisis, you know, and start cheating and buying new cars, and they start acting crazy. But it never fulfills a person. It never fulfills a person. The only thing that would fulfill a person, in my mind, is find a hobby you enjoy and just get good at it. Maybe two or three hobbies and just get good at it. Win souls, spiritual truth. The only thing that fulfills me really is seeing deep spiritual truth, something deeper. And then, after you see all that deep code stuff, when you're dealing with people, it's fun to see, to be able to walk in the spirit and rub shoulders with them while they're in the flesh. And they're trying to pull. It's really fun how they try to pull you into some kind of trap, you know. Try to pull you into unforgiveness, bitterness, hate somebody else. You know, people will say stuff to try to get you to hate somebody else, gossip or something. And you're already past that. Even if they did say it, which they probably didn't, they're just trying to get you upset with the other person, you don't have to believe it because you know it's a lie. You know it's a scheme. You know they're lying. They want to cause division amongst people or a team or something because they feel like the only way they can have control is with chaos and drama. And you already know what's going on. They're trying to divide and conquer because they're afraid that they don't even... They got to have control. They think they have to have control over everything. Because it's fear-based. You can tell somebody who's living in fear. They got to have all this control. It's a trip. It is a trip. What was the name of that book? Everything I Needed to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. Well, I don't think you learned it all in kindergarten, but you learned it pretty early. And so, in front of me is a bumper sticker. It says motorcycles. Motorcycles. So everything is a cycle. And the motor, the modus operandi, is the T, M-O-T-O-R, conjunction to bring everything back together, back to source. The flesh mind is separate from source. The spirit mind is one with source. The self doesn't really exist because when you get born again, you're one with the body of Christ. You're one with Jesus, one with the body. And so there's really no self. If you look at your pinky, it's not individual by itself. It don't exist. It's part of a whole, part of a hand. The self is the flesh mind. The self is separate from everything. The self is in delusion. You think you're by yourself and on your own and separate, but there's no self. And so when you tie back into source, where's the self? The self don't exist. If you were left to yourself, you would go down really fast. I noticed I had some family, they never wanted to work a job, right? They hated authority and it destroyed them. It really destroyed them because they didn't want to submit to a boss. They were destroyed. They were out there trying to do their own thing and not being held accountable by what they were doing. And so they destroyed themselves. You got to have accountability somewhere. Because the self will destroy itself because it's in delusion. Because there's no self. Where do you think your thoughts came from? Did you pull them out of the blue? No. You learned them from somebody else. You either learned them from God or learned them from people. When you get hit with something, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Because whatever it is, good or bad, is pushing you higher. It's pushing you to wake up that the self doesn't really exist. You're connected. If you're saved, you're born again, you're connected to Jesus and to his body. And so when you understand that mankind, man is not an island to himself, you wake up. Notice all the criminals. They're trying to get, you know, they're trying to get ahead without being in a team. They're trying to get ahead on their own. You can't do it. You can't do it. I'm not saying to yoke up with the unsaved. I'm not saying yoke up with the flesh mind. I'm not saying you have to get married because Apostle Paul says better for a man not to touch a woman. Why'd you say that? Because you dropped down into the 3D. The man's trying to please the wife. The wife's trying to please the husband. And if they don't get their security in Jesus, they'll never be happy. They'll never attain that goal. This people-pleasing thing is off the roof. Social media has ruined everybody. Half the stuff posted, is not even real. Most people you interact with are not even real. If you're disconnected from God, are you real? I don't think so. I just don't think so. If you're disconnected from God, are you real? No. If you believe a false gospel, are you real? No. You're like in dream state. You're still in some kind of dream world. If you think it's faith alone plus anything, you're believing a false gospel. It's faith alone in the finished work of Jesus, period. If you believe some other gospel, you're adding some kind of works or levels or ranks or grades. You got to be baptized. You got to speak in tongues, something like that. If you're adding anything, your good works to faith, if you're adding anything, you're in delusion. You're disconnected from God because you're trying to be your own God. If you're trying to do some kind of catechism or whatever that even means, if you're trying to be good enough before God, you're not even real, because there's none good, no, not one. Most people are just repeating what their mama told them, their daddy told them. They think that they live according to somebody that came before them, instead of running to Jesus and finding out how to really live. They're letting some kind of system control you. Everybody else is doing it. It must be right. Everybody else is TGIF. It must be right. Everybody else has a TV in the middle of their living room and worship the TV in their living room. It must be right. Everybody else listens to music. It must be right. If you cut the music off, you'll see through this matrix. If you cut the music off, you'll see through this matrix. If you never cut the music off, you're missing out. If you never cut the music off, you're missing out on another world. I promise you.